Welcome to The Partnership Path, the podcast that empowers you to unlock your full potential in partner management. Gain invaluable insights from industry experts, discover proven strategies, and learn how to navigate real-world challenges. Join our community by subscribing now and start your journey to partnership success.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, John.
How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. Sun's been shining here, so it's a good day.
That's awesome. I'm kind of excited today because I just saw a notice from Canalis. I'm not sure I know exactly how to pronounce that, but Jay McBain, big partner ecosystem guy, mm-hmm. and our podcast was in his list of some of the best channel partnership podcasts in the market.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So my good day has just got even better.
So we're famous.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. I know. That's kind of cool. Yeah.
That is. So that is.
I just thought I should call that out to you because I'm not sure our listeners know that the reason we're doing this is a lot because of you, because I came to you with some ideas on, writing and some of that kind of stuff. And you're the one who said, hey, maybe we should do a podcast. And so I wanted to say thanks to you because now we're on a list of best podcasts in the industry. I think that's pretty cool.
a little bit emotional. Oh, thanks. Well, I wasn't expecting that today. Okay, what else are you going to throw at me, John?
No, that's it. That's it. It was just top of mind because I saw that it was last week I saw that post and I was kind of excited about it. So I wanted to make sure to give a little shout out to Tony Kent as the podcast creator. So anyway,
wow,
thanks.
Thank you. Okay.
I thought today we would talk about marketing with partners in this series on go to market. The very first one in that series, I thought we would kind of focus on where it all starts.
Yeah.
So, how do we go to market with a partner? How do we co-market with our partners? Yeah. And that's a complicated task.
It is. And I think if we're talking about partnerships and managing partnerships, something that we talk about a lot is selling together. And there's a lot of emphasis on pipeline and deals, and that relationship with marketing is really important. And I think sometimes people struggle to make that fit within the way they work with their partners.
Yeah. Well, and my experience is that it's drastically different depending on the size of the partner that you're partnering with, right? Yeah. That we have this issue where, like some of your experience when you were at Microsoft, you were working with some really big partners who had a really mature marketing department.
Yeah.
And then you were, I think, working with some smaller organizations that didn't really even know what marketing was. I mean, was that true in your experience?
Yeah. And I think you've got that mix of there may be some organizations that have a marketing manager, but they're required to do absolutely everything and need a lot of help handholding, will be really open and receptive to whatever assistance you can give them, whether that's templates or telemarketing or budget, always budget. And then you have other organizations that are mature that will have a whole marketing division with some very clear ideas and goals about how they want their brand to be perceived. Yeah. So a mix.
Well, and this is also just from my experience in working with the partner managers, the channel managers, and my customers too. My experience is that a lot of channel management people, partner management people, aren't really marketing experts either.
Yeah.
And so it's an area of uncomfortableness on both sides, right? We've got the partner for a smaller partner, maybe who isn't as comfortable with marketing or is overwhelmed with marketing.
Yeah.
And then we've got a channel manager or a partner manager who doesn't really know what good marketing looks like. And so it can be a recipe for disaster if it's not managed well.
Yeah.
What kind of, I'm always curious, Tony, about you. What kind of background did you bring in when you were a channel manager? What kind of background did you have in terms of marketing? Was that something that you were familiar with, kind of comfortable with?
I'd worked very closely with marketing teams. I had done telemarketing myself, so okay. I'd been on the phones. And I'd also worked in roles where I had been very close. Well, I'd reported into the marketing function, been involved in campaign design, written copy. So I think, so as somebody who likes to create content and always has done, I think there were maybe skills that I had that meant that when the marketing team asked something of me, I'd go, yeah, I get how to translate that into something a partner can use versus some other colleagues who may be much better at helping to close a deal, manage a pipeline, who would have kind of looked at the marketing email and gone, nah, push that to the side.
Yeah. Well, that puts you, I think that puts you above a lot of the people that we come across in the training that we do, and which is great. I think when I think about my advice to channel managers and partner managers on kind of co-marketing with partners, it starts with kind of that transparency, right? Mm-hmm. What's your background? What do you really know? What don't you know? Mm-hmm. And for them to do the same, right? Of, hey, here's what I'm comfortable with. Here's what I understand, or here's what I'm overwhelmed with or whatever. So that you can kind of meet each other in the middle of, so how do we do really good marketing together for whatever this solution is that we're trying to take to market together? And I think that involves really being clear on what we're trying to do. and here's what I mean by that. I think most marketing people would divide marketing into kind of three phases. Right. There's kind of the people don't know who we are. And so what we're doing is just trying to make people aware that we exist.
Yeah.
Then there's people who have raised their hand, who have said, oh, what you just said is mildly interesting to me, and I might want to know something about it. Mm-hmm. And that requires a different kind of marketing. Mm-hmm. And then the third phase is people who say, that I have that problem. I need to solve that. Mm. Help me, you know, give me more information about it, right? Like there's three levels of engagement, I think, that the kind of the customer goes through. Mm-hmm. And I think where a lot of partnership marketing falls down is we do the wrong one of those three things, right? Like we always do step three. Like we assume everyone knows who we are and is interested. And so we're just doing that. Or we only do step one, where it's only awareness stuff. And I think that's kind of that balancing act that's really hard between two companies who oftentimes the marketing departments are at two very different levels, try and resolve. I don't know, does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think it's quite interesting because one of the biggest challenges that I still come across today is like people need content. And a lot of decision makers now do not wish to engage with the salesperson. I think it's a Gartner stat. Until there's something like 70% along the decision-making process, and they prefer to do their research digitally. So you need to have marketing assets that are things like case studies, use cases, product capabilities, podcasts, that a salesperson partnership manager could seed with their partners to share with end user customers. So I think if we consider our marketing function as, you know, part of that sales process and a sales enabler, you know, we should be thinking about how can they make the partnership smoother? How can what they produce help our partner to get better results? So there is you know, there's a lack of content, and the place where you can get content from is going to be your marketing team.
Yeah, for sure. That and everything you just described, right, fits into that third bucket, right, where someone is actively looking for a solution to a problem that they know they have, right? So they're they're problem aware and potentially solution aware. Mm-hmm. And I do think the challenge that we have in that corner or that segment of marketing is making that content, like if I'm the vendor, making that content that I have that meets that need relevant for the partner, because the content I have is specific to just me, and it's not specific to the partnership, right? So it markets my stuff, but not my partner's stuff, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so we need to work with that material to make it fit for what we're trying to do with the partner.
Yeah.
That's not easy to do, is it?
No, unless you've got, so I guess the question is always, can I co-brand it? Can I white label it? Can I change it, right?
Could I add stuff to it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, our classic environment is partner, like let's just do really simple. Partner, the vendor has a software solution and the partner is providing services to it. And the stuff the vendor provides is all about the product, but it doesn't talk about the services.
Yeah.
Right. Or in your case with Microsoft, platform underlying some sort of solution application or solution service or whatever. Well, your stuff talks about the platform, but doesn't talk about how that makes their product better or whatever, right? Like that's super challenging.
And that comes back to understanding your partnership or understand your partner well enough and your partnership goals well enough that you can say, okay, our solution fits here. Your service sits here. So here's how we can take a bit of that and bring them together into a campaign that works for both of us or for the partnership goals.
Yeah. And for me, like this is what I'm constantly pushing at the people we come across is, the first question you have to answer is, what are we trying to do? Are we trying to do marketing for people who are problem aware and solution aware? So they've already raised their hand. They've already said, hey, I know who you are and I know I have a problem. Or are they people who don't yet know that they have a problem? They know who you are, but they don't really know that they have a problem you can solve. Or are they people who don't even know who you are? Right. And those are three different kinds of marketing that the partnership sometimes has to do. Sometimes not. Sometimes both parties are well enough known. And I think this is where lots of channel and partner management people in their partnership get sideways, is they focus too much on only one kind of marketing. And then everyone's disappointed when it doesn't generate leads, because we're sending stuff out to people who aren't problem aware that assumes they are problem aware or whatever. Right.
I'm an engineer, right?
I've got a technical background. And so I am like, marketing's always been a bit of a mystery to me. Right. It's always been sort of like really hard for me to get my head wrapped around. So I spent a lot of time thinking about this. Maybe I shouldn't.
Well, I'm just thinking about when a partner would say, you know, if you had a marketing conversation, quite often it would be, how much money can I have and how many leads will you give me? Yeah.
That's right.
So as you say, it's important to say, well, what is the purpose of this campaign? Because that will determine what resource we can give you, whether that's people, money, assets, research documents. And the potential, the same as if, and I know we will come onto this, the same as if you were going to look at your pipeline, you know, that will determine what you're going to get out of it. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And I think one of the things that's always surprised me when we've had this conversation in our trainings is that people are all, channel managers, partner managers are sometimes surprised to learn that their own marketing department actually divides their content by those three categories. This is content for people who don't know who you are. This is content for people who know who you are, but don't know they have a problem you can solve. And this is content for people who know they have a problem you can solve.
Yeah.
And they're always like, really? I didn't know my marketing, you know, so they've just been grabbing material and using it in the wrong way. And so a lot of that is just educating yourself on what your own stuff is. And then making sure we ask the right question with our partner of, well, what are we actually trying to do here?
And I think then on that basis, a kind of maybe a takeaway or an option for people to use is to say, okay, can I break it down into three things and say, when I go to have that marketing conversation with my partner, what is it? Is it awareness, early stage awareness? Is it people know who I am, so I'm going to start to introduce some things that I can do for them? Or is it that there is a need, so they're problem aware and we have a solution? So I guess that would be the kind of, you know, the next step for anyone who would watch this or listen to it. Is there a particular way that you would frame that?
That's what I would love to hear, right? Is how is our community overcoming that challenge? Mm-hmm. And I would also really love to hear from our community how they decipher their own marketing material in those three buckets and how good that happens for them, right? Because I think different organizations have different maturity levels there. So I'd love to hear kind of people's experiences with that. And what's working, and what kind of tips or best practices do you have for everyone else out there who's frankly struggling with the same thing?
Sounds fantastic. Well, I should be looking forward to the comments on this one.
Yeah, me too. All right. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, John.
Thank you for joining us today. Remember, you have the potential to shine in the world of partner management, but don't stop here. Subscribe, reflect, and help us redefine the essence of partnership excellence. Until next time.